Hello and welcome to Pulling the Music Apart. I'm Dave. I'm joined by my siblings, Norlia and Russell, along with our special guest, Sabas. Our name applies here. We're here to analyse and dissect music. On this podcast, we'll be discussing actors who became singers, that kind of thing. So I'll start off. I'm thinking David Cassidy from the TV show The Partridge Family.
Yeah, what a good show that was.
I love that show.
Was it about 1969, 70 when that kicked off?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So they were a musical family.
Yep.
Who would tour. There was the mum.
Shirley Jones. An accomplished actress anyway.
There was no dad.
No.
So it's just a single parent. David Cassidy.
Yeah.
The eldest son. Susan Day.
Yep.
The slightly younger sister.
Yeah, she played keyboard. Yep. In the TV show.
And then it was Danny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The little, he had red hair, yeah. Freckles.
Who played went on bass. To have a really successful radio career in America.
Yeah.
As a shock jock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the two little kids.
The two little kids who, yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. It doesn't.
And what was their biggest song, David?
They had lots. I Think I Love You.
Ba, 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 ba.
Yeah, and
then what came after that? Don't know the words.
But that
I think I love you.
That's right.
Mm.
So I consider that pretty big success from a TV show anyway.
Absolutely.
David Cassidy.
He was the standout. Well, he was the only one, wasn't he? David Cassidy.
Yeah, wasn't he like the poster boy that all the girls liked back then?
I don't know. Ask a girl.
Yeah, his character's name was Keith.
I'm pretty sure. I saw a poster in your room once. David Cassidy.
No, it was just the bus. He liked the bus. Who doesn't like the bus?
I was a teenager.
A very confused one.
Still am. I love David.
Why is it that we kind of throw the Partridge Family in with the Monkees, and then we throw in the Bay City Rollers, and then we kind of throw in much more talented, I think, the Carpenters.
Yeah.
Kind of that kind of soft pop rock genre.
Oh, don't forget the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, they sing.
They did a few shows, didn't they?
They were rock and roll.
All right, Christmas musicals or something, yeah. The Brady Bunch Go to Hawaii, that was my favourite.
Well, let's not forget, slightly going away from the becoming singers thing, Susan Day became quite the actress. I mean, she had a very big role in the TV series called La Lore, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
La Law.
Right.
True.
Right.
But she didn't sing.
It sounds French.
Well, I've got a question for you guys, because you guys will be able to answer it, I think.
Because we're older?
I'm not an ageist. Sure. Mm-hmm. Was she in television before she became a singer?
Yes, she was. Oh. And thank you for stealing my idea.
Did I?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
So she was. I thought I saw him looking out the corner of his eye. But she was actually in 1970, the Sonny and Cher comedy show. They started.
Always a singer, always a performer, and Sonny and Cher were an act. They had the famous song, I've Got You, Babe.
Mm.
They did have a variety show and they would showcase, you know, various acts, do their comedy skits. But hasn't she reinvented herself over the decades?
Absolutely. And she is a true performer. I've seen her in so many different films. She's a brilliant actress. She's an amazing singer. She's got a fantastic personality. And I remember somebody was giving her a hard time about getting plastic surgery done and things like that. And she listened to what somebody was saying and she said, listen, if I want to put my tits on my back, that's my business.
Yep.
So she doesn't care what anyone thinks.
Enough about you. What about
she'd be right, fun to dance funny. With, though, wouldn't she?
Okay. But what I'm saying is she's just got this amazing attitude where she just is herself. Look, remember when she walked out in that stocking bodysuit with underwear, turn-back time?
Yeah, on the big naval ship.
Yeah, like that was so bold for somebody to do back then.
That would be the first time I remember hearing auto-tune. yes. in a song.
Do you believe in life after love?
Do you believe in life after love? Yeah, I know. I used to cover that when I was working in my duo.
Yeah, so that was Cher. We don't hear much about Sonny these days, do we?
He's dead. He died.
That was a skiing accident or something. I think he slammed into a tree or something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Put an end to his singing and political career rapidly.
He was running to be governor of California. He started the trend and then Arnold Schwarzenegger took over.
Who hasn't hit a tree? I sort of just mentioned that.
What? Skiing?
No.
Another military skiing.
No. Honey. He's the Terminator. He's not going to hit no tree.
I'm just saying, I have on a bicycle. It was really embarrassing.
Mm.
So bringing it back to what you were saying, David.
David Cassidy, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Enough of David Cassidy. Russ, your one.
Well, okay, mine is what came first. It doesn't matter, chicken or the egg. We all know the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm not into musicals. I'm not. I think musicals are boring. But is anyone sitting at this table dislike the Blues Brothers movie?
Well, if they are, can they kindly leave? I mean, it's one of the greatest movies ever. I mean, you know, like they're on a mission from God, so we.
Yeah. Did you see them at the Valhalla?
I went heaps of times, yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness, I didn't even know you went. These guys took me. It was many brilliant. Times.
We're talking about an alternative cinema where they actually run the Blues Brothers. It used to be every Friday night. They used to call it the Blues Brothers Review. And to get into the cinema, you need to be dressed either as Jake or Elwood in the full attire, the black suits, including the briefcase with the chain attached to the arm. Fact. Anyway, so, yeah, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd.
Hmm.
Now, John Belushi, my first memory of him would have been in the movie Animal House. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's actually dated really well. And that's pre-Blues Brothers, because I think Animal House would have been, 78, Blues Brothers, 80?
80 for Blues Brothers, 80. Yeah.
And that movie, not to mention Dan Aykroyd, cast of thousands, Cab Calloway.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Oh, God. Mm. Every member of Booker T and the MGs, just huge cast.
Yeah. So, and on stage, and I do believe that both John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd sang. They were actual singers. I'm not saying they're great singers. And didn't they kick on for a little while as the Blues Brothers Band? And actually perform?
I think they did.
I want that to be true.
It sounds cool anyway.
So, what came first doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Actors, clearly. Comedians, yes. Saturday Night Live, I think it might have got the start. Yeah. Back in the days of Saturday Night Live when it was great. Blues Brothers, amazing movie. These guys could act and sing.
Yeah.
That's my contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Yours, Norlia. We already did yours.
Savas kindly raised the share one. That's okay because I've got many, many others. Miley Cyrus, starting off in Hannah Montana.
Yep.
She's pretty much a comedic actress and she had quite a bit of spunk about her as a child. I mean, she's performed with some of the greatest musicians that ever lived. I've even seen her perform with Metallica.
Yes, I've seen that and really good.
Really good. And she can cover just about anything.
True.
And she kind of has the same kind of attitude as an artist such as Cher or Pink. You know, she doesn't care what, and she's very strong. I think she's very mentally strong and that is how she's actually made it. Because her dad's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. But she's made it on her own.
She has. And she's also changed the, that typical kid star turns to drugs and alcohol and ends up going down the drain. She's actually changed that narrative.
Yeah.
Because she started to, like, she probably wasn't even in a really bad place. she was probably just growing up and people took photos of her doing things that teenagers do, but she made a choice to stop drinking and stop taking drugs. And she's just one of those people, she just keeps getting better and better and better. She's very, very technically good as well as a singer.
I think she's got a side hustle too, hasn't she? Doesn't she work in demolition?
Look, Russell, I don't want to hit you like a cannonball, but anyway.
It's a wrecking ball. A wrecking ball. She didn't sit on a cannonball in the film clip and go flying up into space.
But look, amazingly, she got through that period. And
she holds her head high.
Hmm.
And it's still very difficult for women in the music industry to make it.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly feel for anyone that is a celebrity now, because we've got social media and people are just there to pull you apart, all the keyboard warriors in the world. So I think it takes a huge amount of maturity and resilience, a resilient personality to actually get through that.
Well, people are going to automatically result to that default, where would you be if it wasn't for your father being a famous singer?
Well, he was a one-hit wonder, achy breaky heart. You know, and I think she's going to continue to keep growing and making more and more and more good music and just grow as an artist. And I think for her, it's all about the music.
Yep, and she's a funny girl.
Yeah, she's great.
Doesn't she have a sister?
Yeah, Noah Cyrus.
Right. Is she like famous or anything?
She sings as well.
Okay.
She's probably like the Danny Minogue to Kylie Minogue.
Oh, no. Because Danny has always been my favourite.
Sorry, Danny.
Sorry, was that your idea for who you wanted to talk
Danny
about?
No, I was going to do. Well, I mean, I will mention. I mean, Kylie obviously is the biggest choice out of Australia from Neighbours, but Danny Minogue was more famous before her. Yep. Young Talentine.
Yes.
Young Talentine. Sorry. Oh, yeah. And so it's amazing that Kylie had so much more success than her sister, and I do think that Danny is a lot more prettier.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
Yeah.
I'm with you there, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Really? Okay. I think
they're both very attractive.
Very attractive. I shouldn't say more
like
attractive.
Comparing a peach to a
looks are apple. Irrelevant to me. I just appreciate the others.
look, with songs like The Locomotion, I mean, that's some serious musical credibility
and
right
she
there.
She made more money out of that than the original.
Easily.
But she's another one that just keeps getting better and better and better. And you know, she's aging like a fine wine. She looks better all the time and just blows my mind. And just, you know, she's not getting younger, but she's just such a professional. And she was another one that was able to, you know, she got absolutely canned at the start. She
lots
was a singing,
of criticism.
Singing budgie, all this kind of stuff. And she's just gone right to the top. And look at
and
it.
She's
that.
Gone through her health battles too.
Yeah, she's had cancer and everything.
Yeah. No, amazing. She's a trooper.
Nolly, what's your favourite Kylie song? Because I know mine.
Tell me yours.
Confide in Me.
Yeah, okay. That's great. It's got a great intro.
Yeah, I love that song.
And it sounds very dramatic. And there's that string, all those strings at the start.
What about her influence when she was dating?
Michael Hutchins.
Michael Hutchins.
And then she did the song with Nick Cave.
He did it again.
Yes.
What's it called?
Well, they call me the Wild Rose. Yeah,
with Nick Cave, the duet.
And my name
that.
Was
oh, that. Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's amazing.
Talk about reinvent yourself. She's been great.
Mm. Yeah, but she's done a better job at reinventing herself than Madonna.
But Neighbours has produced some failures as well, like Jason Donovan. And
sorry, Jace.
Craig McLaughlin. when I say failures, I mean as, you know, singer-songwriters. I mean, Jason Donovan and Craig McLaughlin have gone on to be great theatre actors.
Craig McLaughlin?
Yeah. Rocky Horror, are you thinking?
He's a great actor.
Yeah, yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is he should have just stayed doing that.
Phew, I think we got out of that one. Yeah.
Stick to what you know.
Well, I'm going to say, especially for you, Jason Donovan and Kylie Minogue, that was really touching.
Yeah.
Very memorable duet.
What's next?
All right. No, well that was me. I think I've pushed out a few. There you go, Dave.
Okay, I'll go with The Monkees. TV show, became a band.
Yep.
Geez, they had one or two hits.
highly produced.
Yeah.
They were, I don't think, what was their background? Were they musos to start with? Or they just got four, you know?
Mike Nesmith was definitely a muso. Yep. There's no doubt about that. Davy Jones, I don't know, but he could sing, that's for sure.
So two of their biggest hits were written by Neil Diamond.
Most of their hits were written by Neil Diamond for the show.
Did you guys know that?
No.
I didn't know.
So yeah. Daydream Believer.
Yeah, I love that song.
And okay. What was the other one?
Oh, it's just
two big songs and then Neil Diamond. And when you listen to them, you think, and...
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond.
Mm. And if you think about it,
yeah,
he wrote lots of very happy songs.
Yeah.
Were they always written in a major key?
Not too many major keys, you know, minor keys, no.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know, you think of all the happy songs like Sweet Caroline and you think Cheer Up Sleepy Jean.
Yes.
Yeah, if you were having a down day,
yep,
and Neil Diamond was your mate, right, and you were a musician mate, you'd go, I'm going to go around to Neil Diamond. He'll cheer me up.
Yeah.
Because he had lots of really happy songs. Sad
to reinforce my feelings.
well, if
you did, when he opened the door, he'd say to you, girl, you'll be a woman soon.
Then when he'd say, come take my hand. he's amazing.
Who, Beatle? The monkeys or your
dogs? No, I'm just, it's just so interesting. Like, it's like you're saying that stamp, like Phil Collins with the drums.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond talking about, you know, the songs he's written. Straight away, you can pick up that's Neil Diamond now that you've mentioned it.
So getting back to the monkeys, David.
Yeah.
David seems to be the monkeys aficionado around here.
Okay, so the band was manufactured for TV.
Oh, really? I thought they were for real.
But real musos. Well, at least one of them anyway.
Yeah.
Is there another one you've got?
Oh, controversial, this one. But I love being controversial. Will Smith polarises the audience, doesn't he?
In many different ways.
So, forgetting that incident, actor, actually, a good actor.
Mm. Yeah.
And he gets jiggy with it.
Right. and he's the Prince of Bel-Air.
Prince of Bel-Air, yeah.
Strange family dynamic. Yes.
Anyway, that's a whole other podcast.
No judgment.
No. But he was good in Aladdin. He played Aladdin. He was
Men
so
in Black.
Good.
Men in Black, he was awesome. That was really cool.
But as Aladdin the genie, he was awesome.
Yeah. Can act, can sing.
Yeah.
Forget about the other stuff.
I was going to say he's a triple threat, but it's probably not appropriate.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people I could say have come from this Mickey Mouse Club. I'm going to say Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Right.
Huge star. Britney Spears.
Lover.
Annette Funicello.
So what is the Mickey Mouse Club? I'm being naive.
It's like an American Young Talent Time almost. Oh,
right.
Kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. And then
I think it may have originally started back in the early Disney period. I think it was. Yeah. It was just a show that showcased up-and-coming, very young acts who went on to become, successful older acts.
That actually reminds me too of some other people that came from TV show. Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper, the actor, brilliant actor.
Mm.
And then he was in that movie with Lady Gaga.
Yep.
The remake of A Star Is Born.
Star Is Born. He sang the song Shallow.
Yeah. He has a great voice.
It's, yes. Surprisingly
good. Who would have thought that? I love it when you find that that's like a real treat. That's a real surprise. That was all of his singing.
When I saw that movie, it's not my favourite movie. Mm. I didn't hate it. When Bradley Cooper came on stage, I thought, oh, okay, this is just going to be an a male American actor that's going to do his best. No. He can actually sing.
Mm. Oh, and you know what? Somebody else surprised me. Oh, it was more than 20 years ago. Val Kilmer played Jim Morrison from The Doors.
Yeah.
And he became Jim Morrison in character so much that he kind of lost his way for a little while. He had to go and get some kind of therapy to come back to who he was. I read this
recently.
And he insisted that he sang on all the tracks in the movie.
He did, though.
Hey?
He did, though.
He did.
Really?
Yes. That's Val Kilmer singing in that movie.
And did it well?
Yeah. And people that knew Jim Morrison thought that he was Jim Morrison reincarnate.
Wow.
He really, like, the actual movie, it's very psychedelic and drug-oriented, and it's kind of like it's a bit overkill in that department, but that's just trying – they're just trying to portray how bad he was.
I would love that madly.
Oh, yeah.
I felt that the Doors movie was really similar to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with Johnny Depp.
Okay.
In terms of, you know, a very art-type movie with – it was a bit too psychedelic.
Yeah, yeah. When they start taking you on the LSD trips that they're doing, but he really looked like him and acted, walked, everything just like him. It was just incredible, and that was a surprise, total surprise. And I mean, watching it even, you know, I only watched it the other day again because I hadn't seen it
for
over 20 years.
Why are we surprised? Because these people are performers, okay? And how often do you find, and you said it's a lot, someone who can act, dance, sing, tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen them. They're multi-talented.
Yep.
They've just got that natural raw talent.
I think in the 50s. A little
bit like us, really.
Yeah. I don't like to brag. But, you know, in the 50s, that was kind of the expectation, wasn't it? You know, if you think back to Gene Kelly, and you think back to
your vaudeville. They could.
I mean, everyone. They looked good. They sounded amazing. They could dance like amazingly. Mm. They had it all. That was what you were when you were a talent. You had to have all of these things. Not saying every single one. I don't think Joan. Was it Joan Collins? Who was the one that did Mummy Dearest? Was that Joan Collins? No. Anyway, I'm sure not all of them were, you know, could dance, but it reminds me also, there's another one, Ryan Gosling. Mm. Ryan Gosling can sing, dance, and act.
So they're multidimensional.
Yeah.
So these actors, performers, singers.
Yeah, but I'm just going to say, if I think of Christina Aguilera as an actress,
yep,
she was in a movie with Cher. When they were doing that cabaret, I think it was cabaret, and you couldn't put Christina on the same par as Cher as an actress, but obviously vocally.
Well, speaking of cabaret, Liza Minnelli.
There you go. Mm. And look who her mum was, Judy Garland.
She was a comic.
Well, yeah.
Probably still is. Definitely could sing.
Yeah.
Could dance.
And she married Peter Allen.
Yeah. Look, almost everything was good about her.
Mm. Well, she didn't know.
Yeah. She did so.
And neither did he.
Neither did he.
And famous daughter, who, again, stood out on her own.
What about Hugh Jackman?
Okay, let's not overlook this. She was the she was the daughter of who?
I told you before, Judy Garland.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I actually said that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Hugh Jackman.
He's a brilliant actor.
And famous daughter of who?
Not Judy Garland. But what an incredible actor and dancer.
It surprised me that he could sing and dance. I'm going to be honest.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. You're saying, why is it a surprise? This is what I'm saying. It is a surprise.
He's far from my favourite actor.
Mm.
Far from it. I mean, really, really far from it.
Can you explain that in more detail?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Okay, so you're not a fan.
Yeah.
But he is really talented.
Yes.
All-rounder.
To people who like him.
Right. I mean, he's very good at impersonating an American accent.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier for Australians to impersonate an American accent than an American to impersonate an Australian accent.
Yeah.
That dingo's got my baby.
Or they don't know how to say
it. They sound more like Kiwis when they do that, don't they?
I thought more Cockney accent, actually.
Yeah, it gets really mixed up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw another shrimp on the barbie. They can't really
getting
do
off
it.
Topic.
Yeah. But the examples we're giving now are people that can't act, obviously.
Who started this?
Did we mention Russell Crowe?
Oh, I was trying to avoid it.
Have we? No. Okay. No. Well, I'm going to say Russell Crowe started as a musician in a band in New Zealand.
Did he?
Well, I mean, you know, kind of a makeshift high school band, then became an actor. Then when he became kind of famous a little, he formed a new band. And, yeah, as Norley said before, he should have just stuck to acting.
But he...
But if you're listening, Russell, really like you. You have the same name as my brother.
Yeah.
So I'm not proud of that.
Right. And, I mean, Johnny Depp doesn't sing, but he plays guitar now with that super group with Alice Cooper and some other famous people. So he's an actor that's gone musician.
Because he can.
But what was the name of the band Russell Crowe formed?
I don't know.
Something Grunts.
Yeah.
It was based on their height. Was it called 30-odd foot of shit or something?
Yeah, I think that's close.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, and probably the definition suited fine what they were doing. So.
Okay, look.
Throwing telephones at concierge and hotels.
No, look, from what I understand, he's actually a really good bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah, good bloke. And another one came from the screen to music. I think the screen may have came first. Barbara Streisand.
Mm.
Now, God, there's a really great actress who can sing.
Yeah.
Mm.
She's got some pipes. What was the movie?
She was in A Star Is Born as well, the original.
Was that first? Well,
that was actually a remake as well, anyway.
Oh,
was she in
A Love Story?
Herbie?
Herbie?
Herbie Goes Bananas. I don't think so. I don't think so.
There's actually a sequel to that. Herbie Goes Bananas too.
Babs, we love Babs. Well, that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or just want to leave a comment, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at Pulling the Music Apart. Our next episode is almost ready, so please stay tuned for its release. Until then, keep listening to the music. And thanks for tuning in.